Here's Aloisi for a place in the
you
World Cup.
For us.
He yes! scores! Australia have got it!
Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has done
it boys.
In the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
Very simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred in. Archie Thompson! Sensational goal!
Yes, folks, welcome to Goal. This is our next edition. We're looking at reviewing round 5, but also looking forward to round 6. I'm Marcus, and gentlemen, let's introduce ourselves to our audience.
Yeah, I'm Jack.
I'm Lucas.
And I'm Steve.
Excellent, boys. Let's get straight into the program. Let's look at, firstly, reviewing round 5.
Yeah.
And the first match, Jack.
Yeah, Western Sydney Wanderers beat Melbourne Heart 2-1, surprisingly, in front of over 8,000 fans. Western Sydney Wanderers held on for their first home A-League win, beating Melbourne Heart at Parramatta Stadium, which was a good match.
Disappointing result for Melbourne Heart, Steve, yeah. I would say.
Very disappointing. I'd have to say, how bad are they, boys?
Yeah, I don't think they're living up to the expectations for this year so far.
They looked sloppy and slow and just didn't. And Sydney Wanderers deserve to win, I think.
They did. I made the prediction last week that the Wanderers weren't going to do too well for the rest of the year, but I think Friday night proved me wrong there.
They're a good team, but I'm just surprised that Melbourne Heart seemed to drop off a bit. Is there something going on there? Like, is it, you know, sometimes teams go through a training cycle, and I know this is only round 5 or after, and got a long season to go. Are they just sort of going through a bit of a lull period before they return, because they were started so brilliantly?
Might be brand new coach, an experienced coach, and still getting the game plan right, but still missing a few players, I guess. And look, they've still got potential, but they really need to step up and start winning some games from now on, because they'll start to lose pace with the field.
They will. Okay, Lucas, let's move on to game number 2, mate. Your boys.
Yeah, they unfortunately got defeated against Perth 3-2. Perth Glory have recorded the third straight home win after defeating Newcastle Jets 3-2 at NRB Stadium on Saturday night in front of over 9,000 fans.
Lucas, what happened to your boys, mate? What's going on?
I don't think they played very good down at Perth, so I think they just played better at home, so yeah, I don't think, yeah. Oh, that's all. Yeah.
Okay, nothing to give? No, yeah. No explanation?
Yeah.
Steve, do you happen to see that match on telly at all? Jack, what do you reckon?
I didn't get it. I think Newcastle were a bit off target with their shots. They had chances, but they just didn't finish them.
Okay.
I think Perth played very well in this game. Very, very well. Newcastle is still a very good side, and Perth showed that their qualities from last year in this game. It's also a very hard trip across the country.
Yeah.
A lot of teams struggle to go across to Perth because of the distance.
It's a long way to go, I agree with you. A bit like going to see the West Coast Eagles and Fremantle all the way over there.
It is a little bit like that.
Not easy to travel that way over there. Now, this next game was an amazing result. I remember sitting at home. I didn't watch the game, but I had my app going there, and I was thinking, my God, what's going on here? One after other. Lucas, tell us
three
all about it.
3 goals in about 3 minutes.
It was quick.
Yeah. Yeah, Central Coast, really big score, 7-2, defeating Sydney 7-2. It was a record-breaking night at Bluetongue Stadium as the Central Coast Mariners demolished a hapless Sydney outfit 7-2 in front of almost 15,500 fans. Major scorers, Rogic with 2 goals and McBreen with 3 goals.
This was an amazing result. Yeah. I love watching just my little app giving me the updated results. What's happened to Sydney? It's just a once-er?
I think so. Just lack of concentrating and, I think, just not on. Yeah.
You don't want to make excuses for them, but they did have 4 of their starting defence out in this game, so that doesn't help. But Central Coast, wow, they played in the second half. Unbelievable football. Sydney, before Central Coast scored their four goals in 12 minutes, I would have said Sydney were actually on top, which is pretty hard to say. But Central Coast then came out and went bang, bang, bang and took over the game and really could have won this by a lot more than what they did.
Mate, they are a very good team.
They are. They're very, very good team.
So there's no doubting they're going to do things this year. Next game, Jack?
Adelaide 1 defeated Brisbane 1-0. Brisbane's ordinary start to the 2012 A-League season has continued with a frustrating 1-0 loss to Adelaide United at Suncorp Stadium last Sunday in front of almost 13,000 fans, which it was an interesting game, but you can't foul early right near the box, otherwise they just get more electric and sort of into it.
What are you thinking, Lucas?
Well, I didn't really watch this game, so I didn't really know much.
Brisbane Roar, I mean, they're a very good team. Are we just going through a bit of a lull? Because I've never seen them down that end of the ladder.
I actually didn't think they played all that badly in this game. Eugene Galekovic kept Adelaide in this game, and I honestly don't know how he didn't make the Socceroos squad from the performance he made on Sunday. Because he kept them in it. Some of the most amazing saves you'll see, world-class saves that you would see in the Premier League and everything like that. So, look, they'll come back, I would think, and they'll still be up there as one of the teams to beat.
Okay, moving on to the final game of last round, Lucas.
Yes, on Monday night, Melbourne Victory defeated Wellington Phoenix 3-2 in front of almost 20,000 fans. Melbourne Victory climbed off the bottom of the Hyundai A-League ladder with a 3-2 win over Wellington Phoenix at Etihad Stadium on Monday night.
This was an amazing game. I know you went to the game, Steve. I couldn't make it in the end. What do you think?
Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Melbourne Victory played some amazing football in the first 70 minutes of this game, and they will be hard to beat if they play like that and can put it together for 90 minutes. Bit of a lapse in the last 20 minutes, which is a bit of a concern for them, but yeah, very, very good result for them. Very good crowd again. Good to see the Northern Terrace going off their heads as they used to. And I think it's the start, as I said last week, the start of Melbourne Victory making a run towards the top two.
Fingers crossed. Boys, did you watch the game at all? Any comments? What do you think, Lucas?
I saw the goals the next morning on the a bit of re-highlights, they were pretty good.
Jack?
Yeah, they were pretty good. Some of the setups from Archie Thompson I liked. I watched the game, so yeah.
The best part of the play here was the difference in the goals. The two goals that Rojas scored were sweeping moves from the back, and then the goal that Flores scored was that South American type short passing that really, really confused the defence. And that was the best part about it, to watch a team actually be able to play different ways and score goals from different ways of playing.
Absolutely, mate. Folks, in a new addition to our program, we've got a special segment coming up on Radio Caron right now. We've got a guest in the studio here giving us a view from the grandstand from way up in the back row of the terraces, the screaming fans talking about what's going on at the footy. And I'm pleased to welcome Mandy to give us her views on how she sees the season at this stage. What's impressed her? What's freaked her out? How she sees the season playing out ahead of us? So a bit of a review and sort of forecast for the future. Mandy, welcome to Radio Caron and to Goal.
Thanks, Marcus. Well, I'm a Melbourne Heart supporter as well as a Melbourne Victory supporter, so I had two lots of feelings on the weekend. I was rapt with Melbourne Victory. I thought they played really well. I really liked the passing. It was a really sharp game. It showed that the skills that they are developing have finally paid off. And as for my Melbourne Heart, that is so sad. They should be off the bottom of the ladder. I love Adelaide United. I think they're a really classy outfit, and I think they did really well on the weekend. I actually didn't think Brisbane Roar played as well as Adelaide, but that's my personal opinion because I just think they've done really well, Adelaide, since they've been overseas in the Asian Champions League.
Now, I mean, it's a long way to end the season. Do you think anything is emerging which will say this is how it's going to end up?
Central Coast Mariners, they look sensational, just the way they're playing. They really look like they've got winners stamped all over them.
Is there any particular players from any of the teams that have surprised you? You think, whoa, what's going on here?
I really like the captain of Adelaide, the goalkeeper. I think he is sensational. And without him, Adelaide wouldn't be where they are. And like Steve, I think he should have been in the Socceroos.
Oh, there you go. And is there any team you think has like surprised you? They're underperforming? Something's not quite right about them?
Probably Wellington. I think Wellington are a really strong team because they're so aligned with the New Zealand national team, and I really thought they would be doing better than what they're doing at the moment. I thought they were really stiff to get the red card from Ben Sigmund the other week, and I think it's a pity the decision wasn't reversed. Controversial, but I think it's a pity.
Now, this is going to put you on the spot a bit. I want you to tip where you think Melbourne Victory is going to end up and where Melbourne Heart are going to end up on the ladder at the end of the season, before the finals, just coming to the finals.
Melbourne Victory, I think they'll be second or third.
Whoa!
Because nice. I think they have huge potential.
Yes, I agree too. Yep.
Melbourne boys? Heart, I think they'll be seventh.
Just miss out.
Just miss out, I reckon.
Oh, okay, no worries.
They're just... Oh, something's not quite right. And they're a bit bland.
Oh, okay.
You know, they're just losing a bit of spark. They just were kicking the ball around with not much enthusiasm.
Yeah. Okay.
A bit disappointing.
Is anything... about the season that you think that you wish they could do this next season? Is there any rule change? Is there any sort of decision they've made, anyone's made,
yeah,
you think next year, if they could do that differently next year?
If you dive, that you're not allowed to play ever again.
There you go. We love that. We support that, don't we, boys? We talked about diving last week.
Oh, I hate diving. Yeah. I just think it's really terrible.
It's
a
blight on the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, ruins it.
Yeah, it does. And one other little thing, I went to see a soccer match when I was in Canada earlier this year, and we play very differently to the rest of the world.
Whoa, how?
We are nowhere near as physical. In Canada, they watched the Vancouver play Seattle, and they were allowed to really get physical with each other and push each other around heaps more than in Australia. We play more European. They play sort of more like gridiron. That's the best way to put it.
Big footy.
So you're suggesting bring it on next year for our 2013?
Oh, yeah, nice. Bring it on.
Get dirty. Okay, folks, you've just listened to Manny with his view from the top deck of the grandstand, and we'd love to have the outside views on our show, Radio Karam. Thanks very much, Mandy. Great to have you on. Boys, let's move on now to, we're in a bit of a hurry now, we've got to get our program organised, we've got to move on now to the coming week. Let's review our games for round 16, round 6.
Yeah, Melbourne Heart v Brisbane Roar on Friday at Amy Stadium. It kicks off at 7:30, so I reckon it'll be a good game.
Who do you tip?
My tip would probably be Brisbane, yeah. Just too strong, I think, for Melbourne.
Jack, Lucas, what do you reckon, mate?
Brisbane as well. Yeah, I think they've... Yeah, Aha hasn't got off to a very good season. And Brisbane hasn't as well, but they've still been playing pretty good. So I think Brisbane will be too good.
Steve?
Brisbane Roar. Borussia to score the first.
I think, I don't like tipping against the Melbourne teams, but I've got a funny feeling Brisbane are going to win this one. I think Melbourne Heart, something's not quite right there. I don't know what it is, but Brisbane will be the safe bet. Okay, next game. Jack, Lucas.
Yes, Western Sydney Wanderers v Jets. Kicks off at 5:30 p.m. on Saturday at Parramatta Stadium.
What's your tip?
Of course I'm going with Jets.
No worries.
And because they're probably just a too good team.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, the Jets will be too good.
I'm tipping Jets as well too.
I'll have to agree with you all. Yeah, Jets will win that.
Wanderers, the Wanderers are surprising me, but I think Jets will be too strong. Okay, moving on, the next game, Jack.
Yeah, Sydney v Victory kicks off at 7:45 on Saturday at Allianz Stadium, which I think Sydney will get on top of them. I think they might have overcome their horrible loss last week. So,
well, I guess they hope so, don't they?
I reckon Victory... I actually reckon Victory 50-50, I reckon. If depends see how they play on the day.
So you're tipping a draw, eh?
I'm tipping a nil. Yeah.
On the fence.
Whoa.
I'm tipping a draw, 1-0.
Whoa, what do you reckon, Steve?
I'm going to go with Melbourne Victory here. If Sydney play as bad as they played last week and Melbourne play as well as they did in the first 70 minutes, we could see any type of score in this game. Another big crowd, I would think, in Sydney with Del Piero hopefully coming back and... the two most supported teams in the league. So, yeah, Melbourne Victory for me. But
I'm expecting a huge crowd, and I'm definitely tipping Melbourne Victory to win. I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be a close game, but Melbourne Victory, there's something going on there, Steve.
There is.
And
there
I'm
is.
Hoping it just continues on for the rest of the season. I like where Mandy was saying second or third, which means it poised beautifully to win the flag. Okay, so we're tipping Melbourne Victory. A couple of Sydney ones here. Let's go on with the next game, Lucas.
Yes, Wellington Phoenix versus Central Coast Mariners kicks off at 4:30 on Sunday at Westpac, and I think Central Coast will be way too good for Wellington. They've just been playing better than Wellington, and Wellington hasn't got a good start off the season.
Wellington should be up there with the international players, but just Central Coast will be too strong.
Steve? I'm going to go Wellington in this game. Very hard to beat at Westpac Stadium over there in New Zealand.
I think Central Coast Mariners, I reckon they're on a roll here. Their performance last weekend was so unbelievable that I think they'll continue.
Yeah.
Those guys are flying, so I'm tipping them to win, even though it is a difficult mission heading over to New Zealand. Okay, final game, Jack?
Yeah, the final game, Adelaide versus Perth, kicks off at 4:30 on Sunday at Hindmarsh Stadium. I reckon Adelaide will be too strong.
Too strong?
Yeah.
Lucas?
I'm going to go with Perth for how they played against Jets. I think they played a pretty good game. And even though it's down at Hindmarsh, I think Perth will play pretty good.
Adelaide.
Yeah.
Gilekovic to play another brilliant game.
Oops.
Adelaide are a great team. I'm picking them to win. They're doing so well this season. I think it's not going to... They're going to finish first or second this year, and I'm picking them to win. It's at home. They're all fired up. They'll definitely win. Now let's look at the ladder, boys, from end of round five. How does the ladder? Lucas, you want to give us the bottom five?
The bottom five, Melbourne Heart, with only on 4 points. Same with Brisbane, are on 4 points. Wellington Phoenix with 5 points. And Sydney and Melbourne Victory both with 6 as well.
Nice one.
The top five. The Wanderers on 7 points. Newcastle and Perth on 9 points. Central Coast on 10 points and Adelaide on top with 12 points.
No worries, boys. Boys, any observations you're looking forward to this weekend? Any particular match you're thinking, whoa, this is going to be a good one?
I think if Melbourne get their passes off a little bit quicker, maybe, I reckon they can get on top.
Wait, which Melbourne do you mean?
Melbourne Victory, sorry.
I'm going with him. It's got to be a pretty good game. And I think Sydney, they've got to try and get that game behind them, and I think they want to show the public that was just a fluke. Mark-up, and they're a better team than that.
Good comment, boys. Okay, Mr. Watling, what have we got with the you got a special information?
We do. So we have a Socceroos game coming up next week on November 14th. So we'll just run through the team the squad very quickly. Got the music going in the background here. Eli Babich, Aziz Baich, Alex Brosk, James Holland, Matthew Leckie, Ryan McGowan, Lucas Neal, Thomas Orr, Matt Ryan, Adam Sirota, Michael Thwaite, Thomas Rogic, Nikita Rukavica, Mark Swartzer, Matthew Spiranovic, Archie Thompson, Carl Valeri, and Luke Wilkshire. Any surprises there, boys?
Nah, not really.
Luke Wilkshire? Yeah. Well, I haven't seen him play, but...
Is Schwartz a keeper?
Schwartz is keeper there?
Yeah. I thought he'd still be in England.
Oh.
Because he just played.
No surprise, actually. Nah.
I really like the mix here, Marcus, of youth and experience. It's good to see our coach actually finally bringing in some of the younger players.
Yeah, he's planning for the future.
The only disappointment here for me was Mitchell Angerak not being picked and giving one of these other keepers a chance to prove themselves.
Nice work. Thanks for bringing that along, Steve. But we've got to finish off, boys. There, you can hear the music's playing here.
Yeah.
That's the thinking music to send us out of the studio. So, boys.
See ya.
It's Marcus here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, what's the latest?
Make sure to follow us on Twitter and Lucas.
Instagram.
And Facebook.
Nice work, boys. Thanks for listening in, folks, to Goal. We'll be back again next Thursday. And you can listen to the show as a podcast as well, too. I'm Marcus.
I'm Jack.
I'm Luke.
I'm Lucas.
And I'm Steve. Go Melbourne Victory.
Go Victory. Absolutely.
Go Jets. Go
See you later, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Go Jets.
Here's Aloisi for a place in the
you
World Cup.
For us.
He scores! Australia have got it!
John! Come on!
John Aloisi, the Confederations Cup hero, has got
go
it
the boys.
In the biggest game of all.
Come on, Australia!
The
simple 1-2 with Fred. And this is where Melbourne are dangerous. Allsop running at pace. Fred on the outside. Fred!